Hello.
Hello.
Hello, microphone. You're doing the little dot thingies when I talk, so.
Microphone. Right. Microphone.
Microphone. All right. I'm going to make it small and over here. Okay. Because I want to see it.
Got to see it.
Just making sure it went up when I was louder. Okay. There are so many things out there.
So many things.
What are we going to do about this, Dana?
The only thing we can do, Breezy, start a podcast.
Why are we doing this to ourselves again? Good morning.
Morning.
We're awake.
Barely.
And we're night people.
Yep.
Cheers.
Coffee, cheers. Ting. Yours is cute.
So I got this at a farmer's market. And it had lemonade in it, and it was $7. And I was like, oh, yes.
Nice.
I need to go back and get mom one because she really likes it and I keep forgetting to go back. Oh, I should go back this weekend. It's a cute little farmer's market, but it's like only on Saturday. It's okay. Every Saturday in summer. And it's only on Saturday because, you know, Utah.
I mean, our farmer's market's on Saturday and Sunday, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you're heathens. Oops.
yeah, it's getting worse next door.
Hello, I want to be heathens.
Yeah, no, you need to come here and be heathens with us.
We were talking last night. We either need good housing prices, wine in the grocery stores, or pot, and we have none of those.
And I'm just want so one. Sad. Yeah, I am so sad for you. That is ridiculous.
I just need one.
Just need preferably the wine.
All right. Welcome, everyone. I'm going to be real with everyone. We haven't recorded in a very long time. We pre-record stuff, and my life went kaboom. I moved into my parents' basement. I'm sharing that, not for everyone to feel sorry or anything, because it was my choice to move down here. But like I said, housing prices are awful, and you know, it was just decided I needed to move in to save some money. My job has also kind of gone kaboom, a little crazy at work, and now I might need surgery for my endometriosis. So, you know, kaboom,
big kaboom, just
big bada boom. Yeah. So, hello everyone.
Yes.
Welcome.
To So Many Things Podcast.
What do you have in store for us, Dana?
Well, so I was watching episode 10 and I got all the way to the big decision part and I felt like I was cheating.
Mm.
I felt like I was cheating because I was watching and you weren't.
She was cheating on me.
I mean, the decision for me to watch episode 10 and then you to watch episode 11, I just could not go through the decisions without you. So luckily, I've taken notes on the first half of episode 10.
She printed
10.
Them. Printed them.
Half printed, half written.
What? Oh my gosh, that's my I can't laugh. I can't laugh because it's too early. Oh, I need water.
I got up to, spoiler alert at this as of now, Jamie and Doug are like the first in the doctor's, you know, the meeting with Dr. Pepper, Dr. Joe about their decision. Okay. And I got all the way to just before Jamie was going to say her decision, and then it cut to commercial. Uh-huh. And I paused it. I'm like, you know what? Breezy and I need to watch the decisions live.
Okay. So, all right. So So you're going to take us all the way up to decisions.
I'm going to take us all the way up to decisions so we don't have to watch the entire fucking episode.
I'm ready.
All right, you guys, episode 10 is the big decision. It is a whole month into these relationships, and they have to decide whether or not they're going to stay together or if they're going to get a divorce. That's the whole point of this stupid experiment, to see if the scientists can make relationships work based on science.
Oh, wow. You know what's funny? It is all about them. I just realized it's not even about this couples.
No.
It's about these. Ugh.
It's about the experiment. And we got gross. So wrapped up in the drama of everything gross. That.
Oh my gosh, right?
Yeah. That's Lifetime. Awful. Dude, no, that's Lifetime. That's what they want you to do.
Yeah, the freaking drama of the couple. I mean, like, it is so much that we have decided we don't care about the 6 month recap.
I don't think so. Although, if I care enough, I might watch it and just let you know next episode.
So consider this the maybe season finale of...
We didn't plan anything special for the season finale. Everything's been fucking we're professionals. Crazy. But we're excited to find out these decisions because we have no idea.
No. We're finding out together.
Right. I mean, at this point, because everything's so topsy-turvy, like... My answers might have changed from the beginning because, you know, okay. Based on what they showed us in episode 1, 2, and 3.
So I have a problem where I have what I want to happen and what I think happened. I think nobody stays together. Like, logically, nobody stays together. But then I want Jamie and Doug to stay together, and I don't think anybody else did. Or want. I don't really want anybody else. I don't know. It's not want. Monet and Vaughn, obviously, I think they should not be together. Jason and...
Courtney.
I was going to say Sarah. Who's Sarah?
Probably another editor of ours that fell through the cracks in the HR app, you know, in all the applications.
Did we hire a Sarah?
I think we hired a Sarah. Hmm.
She looks like Courtney Cox. Anyway... No, so then I said Courtney Cox. That's hilarious. Courtney, not Courtney Cox, Courtney and Jason are, I just think Jason isn't open enough to the process. And I know they tried to make it seem like he had opened up. He didn't.
We're going to get into a little bit more nitty gritty. It is crunch time before this decision, and we find out a little bit more. Based on the individuals and where their thinking process is.
Okay, let's do it.
It was almost, I wouldn't say a huge emotional roller coaster, but all of a sudden somebody says, and it leads up to something and you're like, why did you just say this? And then it kind of goes downhill to where they're trying to recover from what they said. We're going to get to it. I'm probably going to do a shit job trying to bring this up.
I think the editing's against you.
I'm not a fan of how Lifetime edits and brings about
this.
But you know what? I've said it before. I'll say it again. This was back in 2014. This is their first season of this series. So it's like they were getting rid of the bugs. I get it.
Yeah.
It's just painful.
Lots
so
of bugs.
So painful. Anyway, all right. Okay.
Tell me how this unfolds.
The way that this episode is structured, we get solo interviews where everyone's kind of individually sitting in front of the interview or the camera, and then we get recaps. Doctors come in to basically blatantly explain everything that we know from episode 1 to episode 10.
Oh, of course.
And I will tell you, I do not pay too much attention to those experts because it's just a repeat over and over and over again. Because this is a 50-minute episode. The first 25 minutes of this episode was literally nothing but wedding recaps, honeymoon recaps. Like, it recapped everything. So if you don't want to watch this entire series, podcast world, just go to episode 10. You will get everything in a nutshell in this episode. Like, we should have just skipped everything and just went to episode 10.
It's so ridiculous. And again, I think that's why we hated, not hate, I guess hate, no, I hated. We did not enjoy this, like, hardly at all. Because it just kept recapping and recapping and recapping and recapping. And we're just like, This is not a bingeable series.
It is
this
not.
Is not a bingeable series.
No, not at all. And that's where we were having our hiccups. First one up in an interview, you see Doug just sitting there and he recaps the entire month for the beginning of the show, tells the camera how intense this experiment has been for him. And then you cut to Jamie to say that she thinks she's making a mistake if she stays or if she goes.
Oh, either way.
Either way, she feels like she's making a mistake.
So, okay. In that sense, if I was feeling that way, I would probably stay then, because this is going to be a super dumb analogy, but it's kind of like if you're at a pizza party and you're like, I'm lactose intolerant. If I eat this pizza, I'm going to be sick later. But if I don't eat this pizza now, I won't get to eat pizza. Told you it's a really dumb analogy.
I mean,
but it makes sense in my head. Okay.
I was going to say, yeah, you're right. But in a sense of marriage, like if she's it's going like, to make you sick, like.
You guys, she's like, you're right, Breezy, but that was really dumb. And it was. It was really dumb. But okay, yes, it's going to make you sick. But the experience of the pizza, Dana, the experience, if you would miss the pizza, and it's a really good pizza. It's a pizza that you can't get in your town. And the rich family sprung for the pizza.
Oh.
And so it's the experience of this particular pizza versus not having it at all and not trying it at all.
Okay. All right. I'm seeing what you're saying now. You fixed it.
I fixed it.
Yes, you did. All right. Yep. You know what? And we're going to find out a little later that Doug probably feels the same way.
I think I'm hungry.
Uh-oh, do we need to get you Snacko?
No, I don't need it now. I'm just saying, like, I don't know where the pizza came from. So I'm wondering if I was just... Anyway, sorry. Doug feels the same way about pizza, apparently.
Yes, he feels the same way about pizza. You know, he takes a look at a really nice slice of pizza and he goes, oh, I really shouldn't eat it because it goes against my carbs for the day. But you know what? I feel like I'm going to regret missing out on said pizza.
Are we calling Jamie a pizza?
Everything okay?
Yeah, Maisie knocked over something. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. I'm back. Continue.
Jamie is the forbidden pizza that Doug has yet to taste.
I come back to pizza. Forbidden
pizza. She's the forbidden pizza because she's just... so closed off.
Spicy pepperoni.
Spicy pepperoni or, you know, a little bit of banana pepper in there.
No. Ooh, maybe a jalapeno.
A jalapeno.
Pepperosini.
Ooh.
Okay. We must stop. We must stop.
Your hair is super adorable, by the way.
Thank you. I discovered pigtails.
Put a little color in there. You put a little color in there. You get a little pop.
I thought about it. It's just... with trying to save money and everything, like the maintaining and, you know, living in the basement, it's just, yeah, it was just, I thought about it, but I'm just gonna, like if I did it, there's these wax colors. Have you seen these?
No.
So like basically it's like the overtone, except it's like hair wax and then you just put it on top.
Okay.
And it's like the demi so I thought about it like maybe a little blonde or something, but it's one of those things where between the school, I'm really excited we started the podcast again, and then my dumb butt trying to start another business through Curly Girl Creations and everything else. You know, my dumb butt. Just can't quit.
Shameless plug, Curly Girl Creations. You should go check out her Etsy store. I'll link it in the description below.
Yeah, I made a bunch of crazy stuff, people.
It's actually, they're really cute. I really like them.
I have a lot of fun. There's like Polly Pocket merch and Audrey Hepburn merch. I made a resting boss face shirt. I figured out how to use drawing apps, people. It might be a problem.
No.
Anyway.
It's not a problem.
The pizza is a problem.
The pizza is a problem, but the drawing apps are not, because you can get productive with drawing apps.
It was very fun. Boyfriend taught me how to do it. So I'm very, well, he's going to teach me more. He taught me about layers.
Ooh. That's amazing.
I was like, there's what?
Yes.
You can do, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's so much you can do with those drawing apps. Photoshop. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. It's going to be so a lot of fun.
But you know what? We don't have the time, Breezy.
We must stop. All right.
Tangent T City? Sure.
Oh, yeah.
But tangent we don't have the time.
Oh, we do. We're going to tangent T a lot, but continue.
Okay. All right. So after we find out that Jamie thinks she's making a mistake if she stays or goes, we find out that Courtney is just super afraid of getting hurt.
Yeah, I'm with her. I could. Yeah. Jason's been odd at best.
He's got a big toe in the pool, but he keeps retracting.
Yep. Yep.
Dr. Pepper states that in the best possible scenario is that all three couples will fall deeply in love and stay together. And then she retracts and says, obviously, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not going to happen. No. Dr. Logan, the sexologist, comes in to state that getting a divorce is so much different than just breaking up. And I would agree with that if there was more time. This is a whole month.
I'm with you.
This is just a breakup. Minus the fact that there's a legality of the divorce, sure.
Yeah.
But really, in all honesty, a month in, everything should get split and nothing should, you know, nothing of, say, Monet should go to Vaughn's. Nothing of Vaughn's should go to Monet. You really should just split and leave with what you came in with the relationship.
It's been short enough that I think technically they could just annul it.
I would assume so.
Unless they signed something saying they couldn't. But yeah, it's been too short. The only thing I could think. So like I was married for 11 years and got divorced. That's like a, you know, even if you've been together a year, I would think you have stuff where if you got a split and you got complicated. I mean, you know, these guys have complicated emotions, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But a month just isn't long enough to the only thing I could think. Right. Whenever, you know how you have marital status on certain pages and stuff that you have to fill out?
Mm-hmm.
There's divorced on there. And when I am filling out stuff, I never understand if I'm supposed to do divorced or single. Isn't that weird?
I would say, because you are single as of now in the eyes of the state, but also you went through 11 years and then a divorce
Divorced.
So, yeah.
And it's been almost 3 years. So I don't know. I don't know how that legally works. So like, that's the only thing I could think. I know Vaughn hated the stigma of divorce and I get it. But like, even if I had only been married for a month and I got divorced, I don't think I'd even put divorce as my marital status.
Me too.
Oh, we're researching. Look at her research face. She's zoned. Well, I'm thinking about pepperoncini on pizza.
I'm trying to see if marital status, divorce versus single. Because I'm trying to ask how long. Do I always have to choose divorce as my marital status, even if my divorce was finalized years ago and I have not remarried?
I'm not the one. I'm not the only one who thinks about this.
This is a TurboTax. This is on TurboTax's website.
Okay.
Somebody answered. Best answer. Level 15. Sweetie Jean. Says pick single. Divorce is used to just ask follow-up questions such as about alimony. So if you have, I would assume that if you have anything coming in from said divorce, you got to choose divorce.
Accounting-wise, this makes more sense to me now. I haven't gotten this far. I mean, I've gone through dependents and all that stuff, you know, but I haven't gone through like technical financial accounting yet.
Mm-hmm.
This makes sense because if you do divorced, like you said, you need to be somehow financially tied to that person, but I am not, so I am single. This feels good. Let's go get pizza. All right.
Yes.
All right. So we were at Jason before I rudely mentioned pizza again.
It's tangent tea all the way, baby.
You.
After Dr. Logan says what she said, Greg, the spiritual guide, comes in and says that he's probably going to cry if the couples decide to stay together and also probably going to cry if they decide to get divorced.
Calm down, Greg. This isn't an emotional Disney movie, sir.
He's trying to make it that way, though.
Yeah, Greg, you're not fooling me, honey.
All right, segue into final days. And we are in Vaughn in Monet's kitchen, and Monet is actually cooking Vaughn a dinner. Roasted chicken, vegetables, and potatoes. It's all made from scratch. It's her first dinner she made for him. And he walks in and tells her it's smelling good.
I was waiting for a huge plate of spaghetti.
No, 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 no. No spaghetti this time.
Monet, you have disappointed me.
actually looks really rather delicious. Although she...
I'm sure it looks delicious.
She burnt the potatoes.
Oh, come on. Here's the thing. I really hope Vaughn wasn't a dick about this. Excuse my language, because stoves are hard.
Okay? Yes.
Because, like... I mean, I know it's her house, but I've burnt grilled cheese. It's just with different foods. And I know that's it. Grilled cheese is like super easy to burn, I'm finding out. But it's just, she doesn't cook very often. And I burnt so many things when I was first married. I burn things now. Like, you know, it's just so easy to burn food. Was he a dick about it?
Actually, no.
Good.
Monet was super disappointed in herself because she burnt the, you know, it just kind of got, and it was a little crispy on the top. She added a little flavor to it. I mean, it wasn't all the way burnt. It was just a little crispy on top. And so Vaughn comes in and he takes a piece and he puts it in and he goes, I'm still going to eat it.
I love crispy potatoes.
Yeah. You know, shoot.
Okay. Well,
he was putting on his best behavior for the last days.
Yeah. Probably because he knows he's going to look like a.
I don't know. We're going to find out in a little while that he's trying to turn over a new leaf. That face. I know. Very skeptical. I'm still skeptical, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right.
Anyway, but let me tell you this. He does kind of back up to say that he wants more of this good cooking. He hopes it's not just a one-time thing. So he had to stick that in there right at the end.
Passive aggressive.
See? Yeah. You know, so he's still there. He's not completely masked up just yet. He's still there.
My eyes are so squinty that my fake lashes are covering them and you can't tell if my eyes are closed or open. That is how suspicious I am.
TikTok will find out soon. Okay. Flash cut to Courtney and Jason and they're cooking dinner together. It's the first time.
I have more tangent tea. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Where are your headphones?
My ear.
Oh! I was like, there is something wrong here.
I was waiting to see how long it would take bulky you to headphones.
It happened a long time ago, but I thought I was insane because I am wearing big, bulky headphones and you are not. And so I was like, what is happening here? And also, I am super self-conscious now because have you seen these people, these men who shave their heads and have the dent in their head?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like super self-conscious now, but I love these headphones, but I don't wear them that often.
Right. You should be fine. It's when you're wearing them for hours on end, like days in a row, dent. Yeah. Yeah, you'll be fine.
I'll come after you when I have a dent in my head. Dana, you told me.
No, okay, that's fine. But yeah, no. I got this little Bluetooth antenna for my computer, so I'm testing out to see if the Bluetooth will work.
I mean,
I can hear you fine.
I was gonna say it sounds good. That's not how this works.
No. I can hear you.
Okay.
Not as good as in my headphones, but I can still hear you, so this works.
All right. So, you were saying Jason and Courtney were cooking, I believe, before I got very distracted by your lack of headphones.
It's okay. Yeah, they're cooking dinner. And it's Jason's never done this before. He's never cooked dinner with anybody else before. He's cooked dinner for people. Oh. He's cooked dinner for himself, but he's never cooked together with anyone before.
I thought you were going to say he's never cooked before.
No, he's cooked before.
Okay.
But anyway, so they're cooking dinner and... there's a knock on the front door. Jason's friend, Fran, comes in for dinner.
Okay, Fran. Okay.
So it's like his best friend. Basically, Jason needs a friend's kind of approval, a little push to let him know. Now, this is because we get the sociologist.
Can't see my face.
No, her face is like, what the fuck? I felt the same way. Why is this friend coming in? Okay, so Dr. Pepper comes in to say that friends are important to approve of partners. And since Jason and Courtney don't have family support, so Jason's friend coming in to confirm or, you know, like basically tell it like it is going to help, is supposed to kind of help him sway wherever way. So, you know, he's still on the fence.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I'm not so skeptical now. And I did forget... they have, like, no family support, and he refuses to bring his mother into the situation.
Yes.
Okay, got it. All right, fine, Fran. You're off the hook for now.
For now. And it's very apparent that Fran will tell Jason the truth, whether or not he likes it. But she ends up complimenting Courtney, telling him that she's a keeper, you know.
Yeah, she's cute as a button.
She's a huge, she is so cute, and she's so patient. Like, this person is meant for Jason.
Yeah.
She also, Fran thanks Courtney for not being psycho, basically. Because she's met so many of Jason's previous girlfriends, I guess, and they've all been psycho or something, so.
I could see Jason attracting psychos, because he's like the bodybuilder looking type.
Yeah.
And a lot of girls I know this is a big generalization, but a lot of young girls are only attracted to the physical, and being that young, sometimes they just, I mean, I didn't know how to be in a relationship correctly back then. So
I would say, who does?
Nope, I get it.
Yeah.
Right. Apparently Courtney. So
at some point we see Courtney talking to the interview cameras.
Okay.
And, she says, she basically says that, if Jason doesn't want to stay married to her, she's going to punch him with her ring because it'll leave a mark.
Good girl. Good girl.
It's like right after Fran comes in to say thank you for not being crazy.
That's all right. Oh, well, they timed that on purpose.
They did that on purpose.
That was on purpose.
Yeah, they did that on purpose. I believe that that those were like little interviews from like earlier on. I don't think that was based off of just episode 10. Because I swear, I'm seeing interviews from past, from them with, oh my God, I can't talk this morning. Guys, I have not had enough coffee yet.
I am, do you know what's funny about the coffee? It tastes weird.
Ew. Why?
Like, it doesn't taste bad. I don't think it tastes bad. Hold on. Never mind. It's good.
Did your brain
I think my taste buds were off. Yeah.
Like, your brain just made it up.
Yeah, my brain does that a lot. Hold on. Yep, it's fine. I don't know. Like, I think this early in the morning, like, I'm not used to being up. Anyway, you have not had enough. Have not have. More coffee, I think.
Yes.
'Tis early, I think.
Did I wake you up? No. Oh, okay. All right. Sorry.
Did we wake him up?
No, he said no.
Okay, good.
Actually, it's 11:21. He's normally up by now, so.
Oh, okay. It is. Yeah. It's, no, this is early.
I think I got maybe five and a half hours of sleep.
I can't tell you, but I know I actually fell asleep and I did not hear mom leave. Like, nice. I didn't. Yeah. And I think the curtain helped because, like, I just moved it. Ugh.
You were so satisfied.
No time. No time, tangent tea, no time. Courtney is crazy, apparently. We have
Jamie
to move on.
Jamie and Doug. So Jamie calls her sister to talk about staying married because she needs a little support to figure out what her decision is.
That girl needs a whole team of experts at this point. That girl is so traumatized by her past and cannot let it go. And it is... And I dare say it probably has affected every relationship she has, family, friends, anybody. And being a nurse, you have to repress so much. Like, wait, she's in labor and delivery? Yeah. Even then, I mean, right? She was in labor and delivery? Even then, like, you have to repress so many feelings. So she's already repressing her personal feelings, and she has work repressed feelings. This woman needs a team of psychologists and sociologists and sexologists and Greg following her everywhere.
Well, you know what? And after everything's said and done, there's a little segment before we get to the decision part that Dr. Logan comes in to say that they're not going to leave these couples high and dry. They came in at the beginning with them. They're going to usher them after their decision too.
Okay.
Probably, like, because that's Lifetime's dime.
Skeptical. Skeptical.
Anyway, so she relays the situation about the cigarette. She claims that she started feeling like her feelings started to... feelings for him started to go away completely after the lie. She forgave him and tried moving on, but things are not coming back, and that's what she's mostly worried about.
Okay. in my brain, I'm like, get over the cigarette. And then I realized it probably was like a week ago.
Yeah, in their time for sure. Not enough time has passed. I mean, I had a thought process. Doug probably knew about her trust issues and the lying before he lied.
Okay, but all men do. Here's the thing. In the famous words of Hades from Hercules, he's a guy. Like, it's just, like, it doesn't matter. If he knew she had a pizza allergy, he would literally buy pizza. It's not enough time for him to remember this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, men need a lot more time. I guess I'm generalizing a lot, but like most men, hashtag not all men, I don't know, need a lot more time to realize their partner's quirks. And I mean, quirks isn't a good word, but do you understand what I'm saying?
So I ended up thinking that even if Doug knew about the lie, he knee-jerked to lie about the cigarette. And that was probably due to...
Who wouldn't?
His entire family. He knee-jerks to lie to his mom about smoking a cigarette. Maybe he gets a third degree from his family all the time. So he knee-jerks in that way. He's just used to it. So he wasn't thinking at the time, most likely. However, he needed to cross this boundary for two reasons. One, he needed to learn the boundary with... Jamie. I almost said Nicole. Sorry. I don't know where Nicole came from.
I thought you were going to say Courtney. Courtney Cox.
She's not Nicole. She's Jamie. He needed to learn where that boundary was with Jamie. Also, Jamie needs to be tested. Not on purpose, but in life. Right? She needs to test herself in her boundaries if she were to open up to anybody. Doesn't have to be Doug, but to anybody. Because even though this was a tiny little lie, your brain cascading it into something bigger based on your past is something that is holding you back. And she needs to learn that. And she won't learn that unless she's been tested.
If it hadn't have been a cigarette, it would have been something else.
But he needed to learn that boundary, and she needs to learn how to grow beyond that.
I think you're totally right.
Well, that comes in like 10 other pages, so I kind of skipped ahead with that. Anyway, that's okay.
That's okay.
We don't have the time because we're back with Vaughn and Monet. Vaughn's friend comes over, and they're talking about the decision now. This is why we're not watching the first half of the episode, because this is just, you know, the big decision is the big topic, obviously. And then we're going to go.
Obviously, yeah.
And do reviews at this point. So, sorry, I just lost my brain.
Everybody drink coffee. Cheers.
Okay, so they're talking, Vaughn and his friend are talking about the big decision coming up. And Vaughn is describing Monet. He's basically going through pros and cons of being with Monet. You know, she's got the booty, you know, she can.
Oh, hell.
I'm kidding. That's exactly what he says.
Oh, hell.
But his friend, don't ask me the friend's name. I didn't pay attention. The friend comes in to say, just because the experts say that you guys are a perfect match doesn't mean there isn't work. All relationships are work.
Oh, yeah. It's not like. It is a typical. Very typical arranged marriage where I know this is dumb, but like if you think about princes and princesses of old, like they always were like, this is the perfect match, but they also didn't have to see each other ever.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like they didn't have to work on it. So that again, that's kind of why these worked back in other times, because one, they didn't have to see each other ever. And two, they only lived till they were 30.
Yeah, their lifespan was a lot shorter than it is now.
Yeah. So no, I definitely, and I think he hit it right on the freaking pizza head, because I can't stop with the pizza. I'm sorry. I don't even want pizza at this point, but literally it's like, you know, when you see an image in your brain, pizza right here. Anyway,
it's funny. My partner almost brought home pizza last night because he wasn't feeling very good. And he chose against it and he ate tuna instead. And I was very proud of him for that.
I'm not. Anyway. he hit it right on the point because, like, I think Vaughn really thought, oh, we're perfect. This should just be perfect.
In the very beginning, he put.
Yeah.
I think they all put that weight on the experts and stuff and then forgot that relationships are work and it takes from both partners in order to make it work. It's not just the experts saying, hey, this is your perfect match by science. Here you go.
Go.
There's still that foundation you have to have.
Totally agree. Give this person a medal.
Yeah. His friend is awesome. Doug is with his family for a family lunch. His mom asks how he's feeling, and Doug just is infatuated with Jamie. Like, he wants to change nothing. He wants to stay married. Like, we already know Doug is locked in.
Freaking Doug.
His dad basically relays that Doug needs Jamie with her sternness because it's going to keep him on a right path.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I could see that. Because I feel like Doug's been a bachelor for a while. And he just needs some structure, especially if he wants to be married, because that's what it's going to take, is a little bit of structure, a little bit at a time. I just worry that Jamie is going to want all the structure all at once. And that's what leads to nagging and stuff.
Yeah, she's going to want it a little faster.
Yeah.
And Doug is like Courtney, just the most patient person.
Jeez.
Yeah. So Courtney started journaling in the beginning of this experiment because she couldn't sleep at night running up when she found out she was matched.
Oh, well, yeah, nope.
Yeah.
That would be a rough one.
Yeah. So she decided that she was, we see her actually reading one of her journal entries to Jason. I would say in a last like ditch effort attempt to try to get him to open up, to have him on the same page as her. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, it seems like she's doing everything in her power to open up to him, to get to help make him comfortable that she's in this forever. Like, she's in this for him. She's in this for both of them. And so she's reading one of her journal entries from, I think it was the night she found out she was matched. And so she wrote about all of her feelings, you know.
In which you will read it in its entirety.
I did not write it down.
Just kidding. I'm at the point right now, and my brain, this whole experiment makes my brain hurt. Because again, in their time, it's only been a month. And my brain is like, honey, if he hasn't opened up by now, he won't. But again, it's only been a month. This whole thing makes my brain hurt.
I know, mine too. So after the journaling, we recap all three weddings and honeymoons.
Oh my God.
And time spent. I'm not kidding. That was the first half of this series, of this episode. I tried and I just couldn't. I mean, we all know what happened up until this point. This is just the big 50-minute episode that they have to.
Wait a minute. They got married? I'm confused.
When No. They went from being divorced to being married again.
Oh.
That's the entire experiment. See what you could do after people have been divorced. How would they do in new marriages?
Oh my gosh. Lifetime. I have words. Several of them. One of them. pizza. All right.
So I'm not going to go through all of that stuff. We know Jason's still protecting himself. He's not opening up very well. We know Jamie is not opening up very well. Vaughn and Monet have been combative this entire time. They're on a same level playing field, though.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that. They're both combative, but they are right. Literally, they're the same.
They're parallel. Point. Yeah, they're parallel. And everyone else is kind of like,
woo, woo.
Yeah.
Yeah, got it.
I don't know how to explain this, but we can watch
it on
TikTok.
She's literally doing like a crab dance where like one hand goes about the other. Yeah. Crab dance.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if I can read my notes now.
Why?
It's all scribble.
Oh my. Oh my. Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. I got this. Leave it there. Daisy had to have known about her best issues, right? And then it goes down here. Lie about them. Detect because he wants... Okay, I can't.
Yeah, it's terrible. No, Daisy is Doug. And this is where I realized...
I read it as Daisy. Oh, I didn't even question. I was like, oh, we got a new one. Daisy. Okay. All right.
We're on female names now. Sarah, yes. Nicole, Daisy.
Oh, I know, right? The men are gone.
Those are our three new editor applicants. We have to figure out who we're going to hire.
All right, listeners. Are we hiring fake? I need to express to you all, these people don't exist. If this is your first episode, we have a habit of hiring editors that don't exist because we feel we're that bougie. So yeah. You decide, dear listener, are we hiring Daisy, Nicole, or Courtney? Was it Courtney?
No. Daisy, I'm Nicole, or Sarah.
Oh, it was Sarah. All right. Daisy, Nicole, or Sarah? You decide.
Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok. Let us know.
You can send a carrier pigeon, too. It will get here eventually.
Hell, send us an email at smtetails.com. Let us know who you want us to hire.
Yeah. Where were we? Oh, yeah, at Daisy. Okay.
We see Doug pouring his heart out to Jamie. Jamie says that she's overwhelmed. So they're laying in bed the night before the decision.
Okay.
And basically, Doug is just letting her know that he's there 100%. And we see Jamie just, she's skirting on her own truth, I think. She doesn't want to say so much in the negative aspect because she still hasn't made up her mind at this point. She's waiting until the very last minute, like the moment she walks through the door, the moment she's asked if she wants to stay married or divorced. She's weighing it all until the very last minute.
That's okay. I don't like that, but okay.
Well, she literally says that that's what she's doing in the interview. So,
I don't like it, but all right.
I know. I don't either, but you know, she's procrastinating because she goes on to say that she's the type of person that when something starts getting hard and she's going to get hurt, she runs away from it. And she can't run away from this. She's already married.
Yeah. I didn't think about that. Like, if she was in a relationship with him, she'd probably have left by now.
Yes, she would have. Right All after right. his cigarette lie, she would have been gone.
She would have left. Yeah. All right. Oh, boy. Okay. It's not looking good.
What did I say? Let's just go straight on to decision day because I can't read my notes.
Yay! Okay.
Okay, so we are on day 35. Right. And so they're all of these couples are getting ready to go to the meeting with Dr. Pepper and Dr. Joe. Dr. Pepper and Dr. Joe are going to be sitting down with each of these couples to find out where everybody's at.
Okay.
On touch of everybody getting ready. I already said that. Okay, so...
Oh, speaking of getting ready, everyone, I need you all to look at Dana's nails.
Uh-oh.
If you're listening to this, boo-hoo on you. So it'll probably be on she's going to post pictures and stuff. But literally, tell them what is going on with your nail colors.
Okay, so because I pay attention sometimes to people and their nails, I realize that all three ladies are wearing nail polish to go to the final decision. Jamie's is a little bit chipped. I feel like she's had this manicure for like the entire month at this point because I've seen it multiple times in the episodes. But her colors are like a dark maroon and a blue.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that on my one really hand. Pretty. And then Monet is wearing pink and mm-hmm. Courtney is wearing red. And since cool. I don't have three hands.
Oh, what?
I did a skittle of the red and the pink, and it's so Valentine's Day looking. I fucking hate it so much.
Did you just call it a skittle? I did a skittle.
Yes, it's a skittle manicure. One color on each finger.
What?
That's what a skittle manicure is.
I'm going to be real with you. I don't think anybody else knows that.
if you're in the nail art community, please tell Breezy she's wrong.
Nope. No, right? I dare. You know what? We're going to find out. I'm literally going to ask like 10 people today what a Skittle manicure is.
Okay.
Excuse me. They're all going to be like, do you put Skittles on your fingers?
What I could actually do is put an S here and a circle around it to make it a legit Skittle manicure.
It's very true. It's very true. Literally, I'm stuck on the wrong thing. There isn't the time. But basically, Dana was very creative and made this wonderful manicure, and her nails are all different colors, and I love it. But you are right. That is very Valentine-y on that one hand.
I know. I hate it so much. But I wanted to represent all three women in this last episode, and I'll take my professional swatch photos, and I'll post them with with a collage of all three of the ladies' hands that I tried to screenshot to get so I can match the colors. Because the challenge was to try to find the nail polish I have that would match what they have. Because here's the thing, 2014, Holo Taco didn't exist.
Oh, that's true.
So I found all four colors, actually, in Holo Taco. And
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, <I'd> count. This might be my thing. If we continue with the TV series, if I notice someone's manicure, I'm going
to
try to,
you have to do
recreate it.
Listeners, I need you all to find the most hideous manicures in TV history. And let me know, and I will try to convince her to do the series. We're going to try this.
I don't think you need to convince me. I think I'm already on board.
All right. I'm going to start looking.
Okay, do it.
I got this. Where are we in the story? I'm too distracted.
So all three couples are getting ready to go. You see Doug and Jamie waking up. Vaughn and Monet are in the kitchen making coffee. And Courtney and Jason are running around, getting dressed, doing their hair, stuff like that. Okay. All while you hear someone, one of the experts, talk about everything up until this point. It's just a repeat after repeat after repeat. Gosh. Okay.
I'm so glad I didn't watch this.
I know. It's pretty
monotonous.
It's very monotonous at this point.
Yes.
Trying to come up with the, okay. So Monet does say that she feels like it's been like they're in a 2-year relationship, not marriage, but 2-year relationship. And they're both trying to figure out if they're going to stay together or not.
Okay. I could see that.
I could see that too. Vaughn ends up saying, this is in the interview, so it's just him, not in front of Monet. He says that he was attracted to this experiment because it represents giving marriage a shot. And basically he'll find out what it takes to build a long and lasting relationship with somebody. So he's looking at all of this from an analytical side.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering if he just at one point was like, well, I don't know if I want to give marriage a shot. Let's do this experiment. And if I don't like it, then I know I'm not going to get married. But if I like it and I don't like this person, maybe I'll give it a shot with somebody else. He's trying to figure out if he's marriage material, I think.
I don't particularly like that, but I guess if you're going to test drive marriage, this is the easiest way to do it.
I guess, especially if Lifetime's going to pay for they paid for the wedding, right?
Yeah.
The wedding party paid for the honeymoons. And then I'm assuming there's no legit anywhere that I could find that Lifetime paid for the divorces, but I would assume that that's incentive to keep applicants, to keep their experiment going. Because if they have to pay out of pocket for that after a month, no one's staying for that.
No, nobody's staying for that. Okay. All right.
So Jamie and Doug are getting ready for the day, and Doug is adorable. We all know this, guys. He's in the kitchen. Yes. Jamie's in the bathroom. And it's a small apartment, so, you know, they're talking to each other, right? She's doing her hair. He's probably making coffee. And she asks, what did he say? He said something like, it's the final day, right? And so she hears that, and she goes, well, how are you feeling? And he's excited, nervous.
Oh, yeah.
And then he goes on to say, the spooning session was excellent last night and will be a big influence in his decision today.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot.
they both say on camera that they still have not consummated their marriage. And she's starting to freak out about that now, because if she decides to stay, she doesn't know.
It's her fault.
I know.
It's her own fault.
Yeah, she doesn't know what he's got going on down there. She'll have to find out, and she's probably worried it's not going to be worth it.
Ma'am. Oh, my gosh.
I'm projecting a little bit on that. I don't really know if those are her real feelings or not, because she doesn't go into depth.
I don't care. I know this happened a long time ago, but seriously? Okay. You don't have to have sex, but you know, you could just, like, you know, accidentally open the door when he's going to the bathroom.
Right?
Oh my gosh, sorry, you know.
You can't tell me she didn't get curious enough to even try to even think about walking in on him, maybe walking out of the
naked?
Shower.
No, he wouldn't sleep naked. Not with her.
Not with her, no.
Shower, yeah. Okay. Cheese and crackers. Now? Oh my gosh. Okay, I can't with this woman. This woman.
Is she,
they've,
like,
been married for a month.
Mm-hmm. On one hand, completely understand, and your body, your choice, 100%. On the other hand, you can't tell me she didn't get curious, especially after she started getting attracted to him.
Right. Well, and then my thing is, like, now you're worried about it, but she did it to herself, so I don't feel sorry for her.
It's just piling up. That's all. Like, yep. She can't keep on one subject anymore. Now the newest thing is, oh my god, we haven't had sex yet, and it's like the decision time.
Barf.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So, but obviously Doug's not really upset that they haven't had sex. He's still very patient. He still wants this to work.
No, because he's like, we're going to be together forever, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah.
So, now we're back at Courtney and Jason, and they're sitting on the bed, and they're just, you know, kind of one-on-one-ing. This is right before they leave for the okay. appointment, okay? And so Courtney basically brings everything into a reality perspective, letting Jason know that a month ago they both signed up for this, that they both agreed to this. You know, it was something that they were both okay with, letting experts come in to choose their partner kind of thing.
Right.
And the same back then as it is now, doesn't matter what's going to happen. He's family, whether he likes it or not. And so she's going to still be in his life, whether they're together or they're separated.
Oh, okay. I understand where she's coming from, but that's a little aggressive, I feel. Because I'm the type, this is horrible. I'm a horrible person, guys. I know it. It's okay.
She's lying to you.
I'm a horrible person. When I break up with someone, bye. That's it. Don't talk to me ever again.
Well, she's grown to care for Jason, and because of his closed-offness, like, she understands that.
I guess it's just, she's a better person than I, because I'd be like, bye. You don't want to be with me? Bye.
I think she sees how much Jason has kind of come out of his shell and opened up to her, because he even goes on to say that being with her and experiencing all of this with her, he has opened up the most to her. And because it's been her, and he's been able to kind of push past some of those emotions that have blocked him from opening up and dealing with emotions, that she's a special person in his life. Although he says no matter what happens, she will always be a special person to him.
Everyone says that, though.
I was getting mad vibes of he's gonna choose divorce.
Oh, yeah.
And she, you can see it on her face. She is so worried that he's going to choose divorce, because it's not definitive. Yeah. He's not said whether or not anything. And she's over there, like, she's poured her heart out, and she's straight up told him she doesn't want a divorce. She wants to be with him. She's there for him. It's 100% for her.
It's heartbreaking. It's literally heartbreaking. Okay. I just think that's something people say. Like, I'll always be there for you. We'll always be friends. Okay. But if he hurts her intensely, I don't know if she could.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out when we actually watch the decisions. We're getting there. We're getting there. Okay. So everyone has a little heart-to-heart in the vehicle on the way to the decision meeting. Okay.
Okay.
So they all get chauffeured in this big, like, black Chevy Tahoe with their own little driver. So Lifetime picks them up and takes them to their meeting.
Okay.
And there's a camera crew in there. So then we see the little, you know, one-on-ones between each couple.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much Vaughn and Monet, because they kind of whoosh right past them and they go straight to Courtney and Jason.
Oh,
where okay, Jason cool. basically right. promises Courtney that no matter what, he's always going to be there for her, to protect her, to, you know, it's like she's his one of his new best friends.
He's made
now.
Up his mind.
I he's think he has. He's done. I'm not sure he's about Vaughn and Monet, because this entire episode that they Lifetime's shining light on them, like they've grown to a point where they're both happier in the relationship.
I think it's a red herring.
I'm still pulling for Jamie off. And Doug. Like, they're the ones who are going to stay together.
Everyone's pulling for Jamie and Doug except Jamie.
I know. I want it to happen, but to be honest, I think Vaughn and Monet are the ones who are going to stay married.
Ow.
I think that Vaughn and Monet are going to stay married, and the other two couples are going to get divorced.
Gross. Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. Here we go.
You know what?
Mm.
You ready to watch the decisions?
Yes.
Let's watch the decisions. All right. Okay, let me find. Okay. Timestamp 53:09.
Got it.
All right. I'll be right back. And I have my headphones in. I went to do this to take my headphones off, and I have them in my ear.
Ma'am. I'm going to have to ask you to drink more coffee.
I have a little bit left.
Okay.
Maybe if Jason's listening, he'll make another pot of coffee.
Yeah, Jason.
Jason. All right, I'll be right back. Hang on.
All right. You guys, literally, I'm watching this, and Jamie and Doug both don't want each other to get hurt. No, duh. Oh, my God. He's so cute. All right. I ended up at, 52:56.
All right. Let me know when you're at 53.
It's not showing me. Okay. Here we go. So we're sitting, I don't know if I'm at the same spot, but the experts are across from Jamie and Doug.
Yeah. I'm at the, she's standing up. She's moving to sit down.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. So
this is close enough.
All right. So listeners, if you don't know what the hell's going on right now, we're going to watch the actual decisions live together, but in the past for you, future for you, because it's not live for you, but it's live for us.
Yeah.
This
we're
is the first.
In a time warp. Time warp, people. Time warp. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to try to like generally explain what's going on, and we're going to live react. All right?
Okay. That is, yes.
So everyone.
Okay.
Here we go. Jamie and Doug are sitting across from Dr.
Pepper and Dr. Joe.
Right, here we go. Here we go. Ready and play. All right, Jamie's wearing a very cute teal dress. Jamie's talking about being trusting and being honest up to the doctor. She says it's really hard to be open. He's like caressing her arm too.
He's supporting her, just rubbing her arm the entire time.
And now she just is talking about like being platonic the whole time.
Doug is so level-headed on this entire situation.
He's talking about how she denied him a kiss at the wedding.
Yeah.
Okay, we're recapping. This is getting boring.
Well, this is the entire... It's like a therapy session, a couple therapy session.
Yeah.
And they have to build up to the actual decision part.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're just going over like how... She didn't really like him at the wedding, and his personality won her over.
His face while she's talking, though, melt my heart.
He's just in love. He's just in love. Oh. Oh. Oh, no. The doctor's worried that Jamie's not there. Oh, he's got butterflies. This is horrible. This is painful. Waiting for this.
I don't want this to just dissipate.
Come on, Jamie. Stop talking about your trust issues. Stop talking about you're scared. Just
she's stalling.
She's talking about
just like you do.
Yeah. She's talking about how she would have just left. Yeah. This is a stalling tactic. I know this well. Oh, he's just staring at her. He's waiting for this. Oh God.
The music is so intense. We've got drums in the background. Oh no.
I don't hear the music.
She doesn't understand how he's so calm. He's already decided.
Yeah, that's exactly the reason. He's already decided.
Oh, here we go. Oh my gosh. Are you going to stay married? Commercial break. No, actually it has not a commercial. Oh, here it goes. Now we're gonna hit it. Okay. Oh, okay.
Doug's going first, guys.
Yep. Okay, well, we knew that.
Doug says yes, everybody.
Yeah, we knew that. I'm pausing for like 2 seconds so I can get... There we go. Hopefully, like, you're going to be on the same one. Okay. Oh, God. Here we go. James Rickleson. Okay. Oh, God.
Oh gosh, okay, so this is where I ended it before I'm like, let's do this together.
Oh my gosh, okay. Are you gonna stay married or divorced, Jamie? Here we go. Oh my gosh. Oh, commercial break. There it is.
Here it is, commercial break.
I have no commercials for you people. This is too much. All right, I'll be back.
Oh gosh.
My stomach hurts.
Oh gosh.
Come on, Jamie. She still hasn't said anything. She's still stalling. I know your heart's pounding, honey. Nobody cares.
Come on. Just give us the answer, girly.
It's a huge moment. Come on. Oh my gosh. She's talking about her stomach again. Oh my gosh, Jamie.
She stalled at the wedding. She's stalling at the decision.
I know. Oh my god. She's saying she wants Doug to take it seriously. Shut your face. Oh, God.
She doesn't think Doug is serious.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Here we go. Oh, my gosh. She's crying. I'm scared. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. They're staying married. Oh, my gosh. They're staying married. You guys. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. They're staying married.
We have a marriage, people.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. They're staying married.
They're staying married. Oh my gosh.
He says it's like Christmas morning.
Oh,
she says she would have run away if it wasn't for the experts. Dr. Pepper looks like she's going to bawl. Oh my gosh. The camera's shaking a little. I think the cameraman's crying.
Well, they've been following these couples since day one.
Oh my gosh. I was not expecting. Oh my gosh.
I'm thoroughly satisfied. I don't care about the other two.
Yeah, nobody cares about anybody else. It's fine. Oh my gosh. Nobody cares, Dr. Pepper. We've got two more couples to go. Dr. Pepper's like, are you guys excited about the future? Obviously.
Yeah, obviously. Dr.
Pepper. Move on. Oh my gosh. Oh, they're really cute. Okay.
Doug is over the fucking moon right now.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Someone else is pulling up. Here we go. I'm so glad you didn't watch this alone.
Oh my gosh. I feel so much better we're doing this now.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's Vaughn and Monet. Vaughn again is saying all the right things, but I don't know if he believes them about how a marriage takes work and so on.
Think about what he just said. Marriage is, what did he say? Marriage is a commitment to the right person.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Oh my God. Here we go. We're talking about how the experience has been. All right. Monet says she's learned more about herself in this experiment than anything.
That's good takeaway, for sure.
All right. Vaughn says he's learned how to handle issues better, like how to step back and say, we need to fix this.
That's something good to learn.
It is. I'm so suspicious of him. I always think he's just trying to say the right thing.
I still feel the same way about him, too.
Yeah. Talking about the wedding, talking about the honeymoon.
This is like the second time she's talking about that wedding dress too.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a thing that happens a lot with wedding night couples, like having to get them out of the dress. Yeah, that's typical, the taking out of the wedding dress. Oh, yeah, the surgery on the foot. Forgot about that. How he took care of her.
She's probably been super independent up until this point.
Probably. All right, here we go. Did they make a decision together?
I think they made a decision together. They were super open talking about this through the episode. So okay, they collectively made the decision. Okay, hang on.
Here we go. Ah, commercial.
Of course, commercial. What else?
Right. Oh, here we go. Okay, we're back.
The look on her face, though.
Mm-hmm. She always kind of does that, though.
She's got a good poker face.
I need to send her a resting boss face shirt.
She definitely has it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Oh!
Yep.
We knew that was coming. They're getting a divorce.
You know what, though? It's probably the best decision for both of them.
Yeah.
They both took
away. I'm actually very proud of them. It would have been easier to stay together for appearances, because I know Vaughn's totally against divorce. So I'm actually pretty proud of them for realizing they don't. Oh. Oh, he was mad about that. Oh, she just said in 5 more years he'd be a good husband, and his face. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need a divorce.
They would not have made it after this experiment.
Oh my gosh, his face. His face, he's so mad.
He's keeping his composure, though.
Yeah, he's saying that they didn't really have enough chemistry. Okay. All right, the doctor's talking about how even though they decided to get divorced, they really got some good lessons out of this.
I think they both did. They both found out a lot about themselves in this experiment. So they're going to
really
be able
want.
Yeah. You know what, though, I noticed? Dr. Logan and Greg are not there. It's just Dr. Pepper and Dr. Joe. And I wonder if that's because Greg would have just blubbered everywhere.
Yeah, Greg. Pull it together.
Freaking crybaby, Greg.
Although, if you were in this, I mean, I guess, but yeah. Oh, now she's talking about how she's super independent.
She can't give that up, though.
I wonder who that's like. I'm not self-diagnosing here. All right. Let's move. Come on. Move on.
Go to Jason and Courtney. Let's go.
They're hugging. Dr. Pepper's talking. Blah, blah, blah. I'm really glad they're not staying together, actually.
I am, too. I think it's better for both of their mental health to not stay married.
Oh, my God. Baby Courtney and Jason.
I know.
No, baby Courtney. Oh, my gosh. We've had 2 couples who agree. We haven't had a couple that... Oh, no. Oh, God.
I know.
I'm scared. Oh, God. My God. Okay, hurry up.
Oh so Jason and Courtney are in the car. They're not even at the meeting yet.
He's not even saying anything. She poured her heart out again about, you know, we might have rushed this and we might not have feelings like we really think too. And he says, I don't know. Oh, they're holding hands. Oh my gosh. I think it's right here. Did you hear her say that? I think it's right here. She's upset.
She is upset.
Different Whoa. Doctors.
Hello.
Different doctors. Here's Dr. Greg. And sex doctor.
Okay, at least they're bringing him in.
Oh, gosh. Okay, it's been a roller coaster. They're both strong. Been amazing. Oh, now she says it's been weird. Oh my gosh. They're playing a clicking clock in the background.
They might as well just go full Jeopardy at this point.
Literally, there's a clock in the background. Yeah.
Honestly, though, you have to talk about how you feel all the time. Courtney's done nothing but that.
It literally, like, she has been so transparent and so communicative, and he's still
so guarded.
Just sitting there. And they're worried about their schedule now. Oh,
well, that's but he said been they a made worry.
Yeah.
He's stalling. That's all.
Yep, he's a Jamie.
He's stalling.
Oh my gosh. Come on. Now we're talking about family again. He's my family. He'll always be my family.
I love how she says we decided from the very beginning. She decided from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honey, you can't speak for him. Here's the thing. She's saying that he would be the one to drop off the radar.
That's how I see it, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, Greg, start crying. This ain't going to be good.
This ain't going to be good, no. Oh, him in that leather blazer again.
Oh, they're zooming in on Jamie's wedding ring. Or not.
Jason's sorry, Jamie. Wedding.
Jason. It might as well be Jamie at this point.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh, that face. That face he's making. Like, get to the point, Doc. I'm ready to tell you.
Yeah, he's ready to get out of there.
Here we go. Oh, she's going to cry. Look at her. Oh, she's ready to cry. Oh, my gosh, that clock. I'm gonna throw it. Okay, she wants to stay married. We knew that. Come on. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. He's saying this is a really hard thing. He said he gave her his heart. And he said it was hard. Because he closed so many people off. All right, we're still talking. Oh, my gosh. Jason.
He's stalling so hard.
We know that your mother was alone and your dad left. And that you're independent. Oh, my gosh, come on.
He's trying to justify his decision to get divorced. Watch.
Oh, my gosh, I'm scared. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. My decision that I made last night, he says. Oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. I hate this. Oh, commercial.
What? Did you not expect a commercial break before he said something?
Oh, my gosh, this is rude. Oh, gosh. All right, here we go. Yes, we know. She wants to stay married. Continue. Oh, my gosh, he's repeating himself. They just played the same clip.
Gotta fill 50 minutes. Gotta fill it.
Made his decision last night. I have no idea what he's going to say. I have no idea what he's going to say. Oh, my gosh.
What?
He's staying.
Seriously? He's staying. Oh my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Now sex doctor's crying.
He did say he was going to cry either way.
Greg isn't crying. It's the sex doctor that's crying. Yeah, you scared all of us. She's like, you scared me. Yeah, you scared all of us, douche. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I thought they all weren't going to be together. Oh.
Yeah, you were very adamant on that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I don't know how I feel about
Jason
this.
Give Jason some time about the kids, though. I mean, you guys are pretty damn busy at this point.
Like, yeah. Oh, we got Aftermath.
Ooh, Aftermath.
Oh, I love her pantsuit. Her jumper. What is that called? Romper.
I think they're in Central Park. Uh-oh. Jason's got a question for Courtney because he brought her to the park.
I know. Yeah. Okay. Wanted to know. Oh, my gosh. She asked her to marry her.
Aww.
He wants her to marry her. Oh, all right. It's adorable.
He's doing the proposal right this time.
All right. Vaughn's moving out.
Well, at least he doesn't have too much to move, just his clothes in his bed.
Oh, my gosh. She's like divorced. She's like depressed on the couch. Monet's like sad on the couch. They're sad.
I think she's tired. She looks more tired than anything.
Yeah. No, she's sad. The pictures aren't on the wall. They took the pictures down.
Well, yeah, the relationship's over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he has to move his bed out.
Yeah, he's got to move the bed out.
They're literally tearing apart the bed.
It's kind of hard to forget the process and Vaughn at the same time.
Yeah, Yeah, they're just talking about how they learned a lot and how it's sad. Yeah. Oh, she's getting her keys back. They're officially splitting up.
Yeah, he's getting right, in this truck. He's going to go back to Jersey. I think he lives in Jersey.
I think so.
Hey, at least he didn't give up his apartment.
Yeah, he's just talking about how they didn't really have chemistry. Yeah, I think this is best for both of them. I mean, they're both obviously sad, but this is, yeah, this is good. Oh, here we go. Oh, little lady. Oh. Little lady dog. Oh my gosh, he did something romantic and they went to commercial.
What?
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
I have the wiki up. We don't need to watch the 6 month episode after this because I have the wiki up. We'll discuss this after this. You're just going to
tell us? Okay, good, good, good. All right, what did he do? What did he do? What did he do? What did he do?
Oh, there's a dinner waiting for them as they walk in through the threshold of their apartment.
He had his parents put dinner on the table. Oh.
It looks delicious, by the way. There's a salad like, with some garlic bread.
Oh, it's like a penne?
It looks like pasta, you know, like a spaghetti. Congratulations. We are excited to see what the future holds. Wishing you both a lifetime of happiness.
You want like a champagne? Oh, that looks like a nice salad. Oh, ladies on his lap.
Of course. Well, there's food, too.
Loves him. Loves him.
She sleeps on top of him, too.
Yeah. Oh, he's like me, where you don't like the pop. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, he's leaning back. I do that all the time. Like,
well, I mean, I've seen too many people get... Whoa!
She did not, she was not ready. It literally went up to the ceiling.
How much you want to bet there's a dent in that ceiling now?
Yeah. Oh, ladies, ladies, after the cork. Ladies got after the cork. Cling. Oh, I'm happy for them.
I am too.
Oh, I think it's chicken parm. Okay, yeah, it's chicken parm. He's demolished it already.
Is it chicken parm? That's the one thing he doesn't want to eat in bed.
That's hilarious. She's saying she had no idea what she was going to say. She contemplated right up to the moment when they asked, should I keep him? She says, no take backs, he says.
I would say that too. No take backs. You're in it for life now.
Yeah. They're cute. They're hungry. She's like, they are starving.
They haven't eaten all day.
I bet they haven't eaten all day. No. I bet they were just so nervous. Yeah. Yep. He's full and she's like still eating. Like, I eat more than you. He's not eating a lot because he thinks he's getting some. She's like, lady, he thinks he's getting some.
Aww.
She says, what if I get pregnant after the first time we have sex? He's like, I can't get pregnant. And she's like, I can't. He wants to practice a lot before they have children.
I don't blame him.
Aww. You guys are freaking cute.
Too freaking adorable.
Step one, fall in love, she says. I think they've already done that.
I would hope.
Step two, have babies. Oh, we're locking lady out. Oh, they're locking lady out. Oh, they're wearing, Courtney and Jason are wearing their matching shirts and they got champagne. Oh, we get
to see it finally.
Oh, she opened it a lot better than Jamie did.
She probably knows what she's doing with that champagne bottle, though.
Yeah.
What was that, Jason?
That was weird. Yeah, the hesitation to clink the glasses.
I'm still not convinced.
Uh-huh.
He chose her, but I'm not convinced.
Something's wrong.
So Dr. Pepper's coming in saying married at first sight isn't a trick. It's a, what did she say? A concept? A theory?
A lifetime
it's
a theory. Commitment. It's a theory. A theory, yeah. He's trying to
say the right things. He's still hiding how he feels, though. I still see, yeah.
Maybe it's the cameras? Is it the cameras? All right. I have a theory. I wonder if it's like everyone else around. Maybe he's one of those people who like doesn't want to open up in front of other people. There are people like that.
It could be. If he was more alone with her and didn't have the cameras in his face, he could blossom right. A little bit more.
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, he's saying all the right things. I don't know.
I don't think, but he's not vindictive about it like Vaughn is.
No, not like Vaughn. This is more like I'm trying really hard to let you in and now I'm going to really let you in and stuff like that. All right, so they're talking about how they chose each other now. Okay, the glass thing, it's something he does. Did you see that again? He like swirls around when he clinks. Okay, That was just a weird thing.
That was a less of a hesitated clink than the first one, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so now
I think he wanted to say something the first time, and he just didn't know what to say.
Maybe.
All right, now we're just recapping. Okay.
And now it's the credits. Okay, so...
Okay.
After this episode, there is a six-month update.
Right.
I don't think we need to watch that because the wiki page is up for season one.
Okay.
And there is a graph for all three couples. We know Vaughn and Monet got divorced. The final decision was no, they're still divorced. So it says final decision and current status. You can't see it, but I can show you.
I can't see a thing.
Doug and Jamie, final decision, yes. Current status, married. Children, they have two.
Holy crap. Okay, that's really adorable.
Now, Courtney and Jason, their final decision was yes. Their current status is divorced.
Yeah.
And they both got married to a new relationship. Courtney's got two kids and Jason has one.
Yeah, I don't think it was her. I think it was the timing. I mean, it could have been her. It's hard to say because it's just like something's holding him back and I don't know. It depends on when he got married and blah, 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 blah. There's a lot of factors. But I think we kind of saw that coming. But freaking Jamie and Doug, wow.
Yeah, they prevailed very well. Yeah, it goes a little further. In March 2019, Courtney and Jason divorced after 5 years of marriage. So they stayed together at least for 5 years. Jason married an actress. Courtney married an accountant.
That's more stability for her, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In February 2023, Courtney and her husband announced that they were expecting their second child.
Okay.
So.
All right. That's very recent.
Anyway.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. That is Married at First Sight, season one.
We did it. It led up to this. My predictions were totally off, but happy with all the outcomes, to be honest.
I am too. I think in the beginning I said I wanted Doug and Jamie and Courtney and Jason.
Mm-hmm.
I knew Vaughn and Monet weren't going to last. But yeah, then, kind of coming up to this episode, I was like, how much you want to bet Vaughn and Monet stay married?
I know, you were like, they're going to stay married.
Just out of spite. They hate this experiment. They're going to tell everyone they're wrong.
Yeah, pretty much. That's hilarious. No, this was fun. This last episode was fun. I don't want to do this series again.
No, we're going to move on, for sure. Much in store, probably, for season three. We just got to figure it out.
Yeah, so, guys, if you have any suggestions, anything you'd like us to do, please send it in. So Many Things Podcast. We've got the link tree and everything. We're on the Twitters, the YouTubes, the Facebooks, the...
No Facebooks. I don't, we're everywhere. We don't do the Facebooks. No. What we have is Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok. I also have a Yahoo account, smctales@yahoo.com. Go ahead and send us an email.
Yeah. We love you. Thank you so much for listening. We really couldn't do this without you. I know, like... We're just a baby podcast, but it's really fun seeing those numbers go up and seeing that people actually listen to what we're doing because we have a ton of fun with it. We have a ton of fun with this, and it has been way too long since we recorded last, but we've got some fun ideas coming up, but we really like to hear from you. Again, just thank you for listening. This has been horrible this whole season, but we made it. We made it, you guys.
We dragged our feet. We stomped and cried.
Oh, so much.
We got
I have
so
thrown
bored.
So many fits. I have thrown so many fits.
There's been so many tangent tees.
Tangent tee.
I'm sorry.
We got a lot of good t-shirts.
Yeah, we do. Tangent tee is going to be a thing. Every time we get off on a tangent, I'm calling it tangent tee time.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I think what I'm going to do, guys, and I think this is going to happen now. Being that I have this little business with the t-shirts and stuff, I think I'm just going to start posting our t-shirts in the Etsy shop. So by the time you hear this, I'm going to have them all in there. I think it's time. We're going to have a whole section on my thing of our t-shirts because Dana worked really hard on them and I want to make her creations a reality at this point.
I mean, I can make them a reality just for us, but I mean, if other people want them, that'd be great.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. It doesn't cost me that much to keep them sitting there. So they're just going to sit there. And if anybody wants them, they're there.
Well, we're going to go ahead and link your Curly Girl Etsy.
Yeah.
We're going to link it down below. It's in the link tree, I believe, as of now.
Probably. Oh, and don't forget to watch for Dana's manicure, a tribute to the decision time. I'm really glad she thought of this, you guys. She literally was like, have you watched anything yet? And I'm like, no. She's like, we're watching this together.
I just felt like I was cheating you of the drama buildup for the decision. Like, it didn't make any sense to do the episode separate.
It was so funny watching your face and watching my face at the same time. I'm like, it was so crazy. So crazy. All right, let's end this episode. Dana's got places to be. I've got naps to possibly take. We love you guys. Have a great and fabulous day. Don't watch Married at First Sight season one.
Or if at all. And if you do, just go to the final decision on any of the seasons.
Yeah, just go to episode 10. Yeah, just skip everything. Go to the second to last episode.
You're good. They give you everything up until that point, guys.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you again for listening to So Many Things Podcast. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of So Many Things. You can find us on all the socials at So Many Things Pod or So Many Things Podcast. You know what to do. See you later.
What the hell just happened?
I don't know. God. I don't know.
That was insane.
At least it's over.